Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old Theology, New Technology, Issues Etc. now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
It is my hope that the mosque will help to bring our city even closer together and help repudiate the false and repugnant idea that the attacks of 9/11 were in any ways consistent with Islam.
It should be all about our heroes, our victims and our heroes, not about lifting up and glorifying Islam.
This is New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and an opponent of the proposed mosque near Ground Zero. My goodness. You would think that perhaps this is the only mosque ever built in the United States. There are many, but this one seems different in the minds of New Yorkers, in the minds of Americans, in the minds of those who are remembering what happened at Ground Zero almost 10 years ago. Robert Spencer joins us here in the first few minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. to talk about an update on the building of a mosque near Ground Zero. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. On this Wednesday afternoon, August the 4th, I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. A little bit later in the program, we'll continue our series on women in the Bible, talking to Dr. Andrew Steinman about Esther. She is a queen. She has an intriguing story to tell, and it is in the line of our Savior's saving work in the Old Testament. We'll continue today's program getting an update. It was just announced that the federal court has found unconstitutional California's Prop 8 that banned same-sex marriage in that state. That means more court for Prop 8 in the future. We'll get an update on that. Brian Brown of the National Organization for Marriage will join us to talk about Prop 8 and what's next and what was ruled on today. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, to leave a question or a comment for Dr. Steinman on Esther. Robert Spencer is founder of Jihad Watch. He's author of several books on Islam, including his latest, The Complete Infidel's Guide to the Quran. Robert, welcome back.
Hey, always a pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
How do you respond? Someone says, look, this is the protests against this mosque near Ground Zero. It is an infringement upon a Muslim American's right, constitutional right, to worship as he or she pleases.
Well, look, the right to worship as anyone pleases is not really at issue here. The people that are bringing it in are actually trying to cloud the issue. Nobody is saying all mosques should be closed. Nobody is saying Muslims can't open mosques. I do think that mosques need to be subjected to careful scrutiny, given the fact that every survey, the three separate surveys that have been conducted since 1999, one in 99, one in 2005, and one in 2008, that show, all of them show separately, that three out of four mosques in the United States are teaching jihad warfare, Islamic supremacism, the necessity ultimately to replace the U.S. Constitution with Islamic law. That needs to be investigated. But that is also a political issue and not a religious freedom issue. The mosque at Ground Zero is not a religious freedom issue because nobody is saying Muslims can't worship, can't build a mosque, etc. Now, the question here really is whether we're going to allow an Islamic supremacist mosque of triumph that will commemorate the 9/11 attacks as a victory for Islam, and that's how that mosque will be understood in the Islamic world. The question of religious freedom is completely irrelevant to the separate question of, can we really trust this imam who has been patently dishonest in his statements, and demonstrably so, in regard to where he's getting funding. He has refused to denounce Hamas as a terrorist organization, and he has been patently blatantly duplicitous in regard to his support for religious dialogue, as well as the funding. He is somebody that is an open advocate of Sharia, Islamic law, which institutionalizes discrimination against women and non-Muslims, and which is an enemy of freedom of speech. He's called for restrictions on the freedom of speech in his book, What's Right with Islam. And so we're assuming that this guy is moderate and that the mosque there will be a completely benign thing, as any other religious installation would be. And the fact is that this mosque will be celebrated as a sign of Islamic victory on 9/11. And it will be understood as such in the Islamic world. And the shady characters that are behind this mosque, all this ought to be enough to get this stopped, quite aside from the fact that the idea of a mosque there, the idea of a building in which what is taught is the same ideology that gave rise to the 9/11 attacks, despite the protestations to the contrary, these things ought to stop this thing. They ought to have stopped it long ago.
And yet it appears to be moving forward. What's the latest news from New York on the plan to build this mosque near Ground Zero?
Oh, well, it's certainly galloping forward. There are no legal hurdles anymore that it has to meet. The Landmarks Commission yesterday voted unanimously to refuse landmark status to 45 Park Place, which is the building that they're going to tear down to build this mega mosque, this 13-story mosque. And the thing about that is that this Landmarks Commission was only considering the question of whether this building had enough architectural and architectural significance to warrant landmark status. Now, there is a case that can be made for that, but I don't really think that that's the key point here. There are plenty of buildings, Todd, in New York City that have been landmarked for their historical significance. For example, the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory, which was the site of a fire. There's a building that was bombed by the Weather Underground, and the Stonewall Inn, where the gay riots took place in the late 60s. All these buildings are historical landmarks, and many others like them. Now, the building that they're going to tear down in order to create this mega mosque is actually one that part of the landing gear from one of the 9/11 planes flew into, crashed into the roof of it. And so this is a building that has immense historical significance, no less than Pearl Harbor, as the site of an attack on American soil. And that's what should have been landmarked, which should have been the reason. There should be a war memorial there, a memorial to the victims, and so on. And that was not even considered by the Landmarks Commission. But now that the Landmarks Commission has voted yesterday, there are no more legal hurdles to this. It's all set. The only thing that can stop it now is public opinion, and public opinion is solidly against this mosque.
Proponents of the building of this mosque say that it's going to be more than just a mosque, that is a place of Muslim worship. It's also going to be a community center. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think that there's a certain amount of disingenuousness that goes along with this idea, with this contention, because in the first place, they have invoked the 92nd Street Y as a community center in New York that they're imitating. Well, the 92nd Street Y doesn't contain a house of worship. It doesn't contain a synagogue or a church. And the mega mosque, though, is going to contain supposedly all these things that are open to the community, plus this mosque. If it were really something that they just wanted to do for the community, then why have the mosque there? And if it's really something that they want to do for the community to bring about healing and reverse the impression made on 9/11, then why all the dishonesty and why the smearing of the opponents of the mosque as racists and bigots, and why all the refusal to countenance the possibility that there may be real grief, real pain associated with that site, and that it's insensitive for them to put the mosque there? This doesn't seem to enter into their calculations, and I think that in itself belies their claims that this is going to be some wonderful community center with a swimming pool and a gym and whatever, that's going to be something that is for the benefit of all the people in the area. If they really cared about all the people in the area, they wouldn't be thinking about building it.
Finally, then, we just heard New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg say publicly that this mosque the building of this mosque would repudiate the false and repugnant idea that the attacks on 9/11 were in any way consistent with Islam, what would you like to say to Michael Bloomberg?
Well, I'd like to say that it's not for him to say, not for me to say either, what is consistent with Islam and what isn't. And the fact that this mosque is being run by people who've been dishonest and who are open proponents of Islamic law belies what he's saying about them. It's not going to repudiate the ideology that gave rise to 9/11. It's going to teach it there. And as such, it's really kind of far-fetched to say that it's some sort of reversal. Ultimately, I say we should listen to what Muslim spokesmen themselves say. And what Muslim spokesmen themselves are saying is that now the 9/11 attacks, the ideology of Islamic Jihad that gave rise to those attacks was something that came out of Islamic teaching, was something that came out of what is taught in the Quran. And the same Quran is going to be taught at this mosque. There is people just assume that there's some whole different way to explain Islamic doctrine, that Islamic teaching is different in some way in most mosques from the teaching that gave rise to 9/11. That
about
is not actually the case. And Michael Bloomberg, he has a responsibility to know that and to take that into account, but he doesn't.
Folks, you can purchase Robert Spencer's latest book. It's called The Complete Infidel's Guide to the Quran under the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Look for The Complete Infidel's Guide to the Quran by our guest, Robert Spencer, founder of Jihad Watch. Robert, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, on the other side of this break, Dr. Andrew Steinman joins us as we continue our summer series on women in the Bible on this Wednesday afternoon, August the 4th. We're going to be taking up one of the giant figures of the Old Testament, Esther. Her story is intriguing. We'll hear the entire story. It is a story, I guess you could call it the reversal of fortunes, although fortune has nothing to do with it. We'll talk about Esther on the other side of the break. Then, even as it has been announced that California's Prop 8 against same-sex marriage has been ruled unconstitutional, we'll get an update from Brian Brown, Executive Director of the National Organization for Marriage, in about a half hour.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.